You know, I love a funny headstone. Here, comedian W.C. Fields, look, his marker reads, "On the whole, I'd rather be in Philadelphia." Oh, here's a classic. Look at this. "Here lies the body of our Anna, done to death by a banana. It wasn't the fruit that laid her low, but the skin of the thing that made her go." You know, most headstones simply read, "Rest in peace." But we'll hear why that kind of peace is not for the dearly departed, but for the living, on today's edition of Grace Walk. Author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh.
There is a verse in Hebrews 4:10 that I used to read at funeral services when I conducted funerals as a pastor. It says, "For the one who has entered into God's rest has himself also rested from his works as God did from his." I would read that verse and point out that our beloved friend who had died had now entered into God's rest and ceased from his own labors. I thought that verse was talking about heaven until I read the next verse, where the Bible says, "Let us be therefore diligent to enter into that rest." I knew the Bible couldn't be teaching that we should want to die. What is that verse saying? It's saying that we can enter into God's rest by allowing Jesus Christ to be our life. We can find rest from the circumstances of life and peace in the midst of anything that we might face. You don't have to die and go to heaven to have peace in this world. Jesus Christ is our peace. And our only need is to learn to simply rest in Him.
If you could use some rest in your relationship with God, call Grace Walk at 1-800-472-2311 and ask for our free fact sheet, Living and Loving It. That's 1-800-GRACE-11 or get details online at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.